Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting the ladies of DJV. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here at your service and on your side. There's a lot of social media, a lot of trending things to get to. We'll get to some of the specifics with Jay in a few minutes, but right now I'm more interested in some of the ancillary, the fallout. I think this is the story of the day, the week. Maybe it's the story of the month before the inauguration. The way that people have connected, we've all been like sheep. Okay, we got to get on Facebook. We have to get on Twitter. Got to get on Instagram. And I keep saying, okay, I'm picking up the phone and calling, whether you find somebody to talk to. Of course, that's the other thing. The way the world has gotten now, you can't actually find anybody to talk to fix whatever problem it is. Oh, send us a text. So, well, yeah, okay.
I don't even know anyone's number. If I ever got arrested, I don't even know who I would call. I would call, like, 411. I don't know. Does that even exist anymore, 411?
Yeah, it does. So there's Jennifer was talking about how she's been booted off, or some of the things that she said have been booted off her Twitter. I thought it was interesting to see how much attention was paid to Limbaugh, who refers to social media as a cesspool, saying that once Trump's account was blocked, he decided to deactivate his own account. And I wonder,
that's
Jennifer,
actually not true. He deactivated his account. January 7th was the last day that his account was active, but he didn't tweet. So someone else was probably using it for him. But the last tweet he sent out was like in November.
He deactivated his account. A lot of conservatives did over the weekend. Greg Gutfeld, some of the others, they just shut themselves off.
Where do they go to be heard then now?
That's part of the story. They went to Parler, and Parler was shut down by Google and Amazon. And literally, I just shut the updates off to my phone so that it wouldn't actually be removed from my cell phone. I mean, that's what's so ridiculous about all this. So now there's another site called Gab that apparently people are going to. I have not ventured there yet because I have to tell you, I'm sick of all of it. I just kept having flashbacks over the weekend. All of us here on the DJV show go on to the Talk Radio Countdown, which is another show associated with this program. Maybe you listen to it in this hour on Fridays on the show. And you guys were talking, and, you know, you're like talking about it, you know, the impeachment in the Senate, and the riots at the Capitol and the Senate. And I think, Doug, you asked me, what's your most important thing on this list? And it was 9, social media and big tech censorship. Mm-hmm. And look at what blew up over the weekend.
Yeah, your father called me yesterday. We were talking about a couple of things that have to do with business and work, and then he said, wow, all the politics, how do you get away from it? And I said, you don't. I want to, but it's really hard, and it will be, I think, between now and the election. I tell you one thing that I am really tired of, and I think the average person, were you to have a discerning mind, would look at all of this stuff, especially when I see a headline, Democracy Under Fire. But it isn't the story of Twitter, which is the real story, or social media. That's where democracy is under. No, it's Trump and all of the things that go with it. That's not consequential. And I'm really, whether I'm the only one who's, I can't be the only one who's saying this, to watch these people and to have, I had a lunch with somebody on Saturday, and this person was telling me about how often how important the television is. She leaves it on all the time. And I said, well, why do you do that? And she said, well, it's just there. And I said, so why do you turn the radio on or do something? Why do you have to have I asked the question over 3 times, and I'm sure I got a good answer. Because
what's the difference if you're leaving the radio on all day? You're still getting
information. Well, I guess it depends on where you're getting it. I find the television stuff to be, as I've said before many times, especially ABC and CNN, to be very one-sided, although the others are close to it. And then, people say to me, well, if you listen to some of your friends on talk radio, that's the other side represented. And okay, so maybe that is the other side represented. But where is where do we get the facts? They keep asking that question,
and I'm not sure we have any facts. And the sad thing is that there aren't any facts left anymore. Yeah. If you look, I was putting together show prep over the weekend, and if you look at the headlines, every headline now is about something with an emotion. There is nothing that has to do with an actual fact, and so we've turned our news media into.
Yeah,
emotion givers.
They're not doing. And the fact is that we have a lot of.
We feel angry.
Yeah, we have. Well, I'm angry about learning how much money is being put into Chinese businesses that are building up their war machine. It's American money, first of all, that was spent there to give the Chinese over the past 40 years the leg up that they have, and then they've understood us. When are we going to understand ourselves? We're greedy and cheap.
Who wants to admit that they're greedy and cheap? I know a lot of people who are greedy and cheap, but they don't want to admit that.
All these people, okay, so all these people that rattle around, I'm a patriot, I'm a great American, and you see do they know where their money in their 401k is? Do they know where
their... Here's the thing. I think people can be greedy and people can be cheap, and you know what? Some of us are really suffering, so our only choice is to go to a dollar store or to Amazon to find stuff that we can afford for our families, especially during a pandemic.
Well,
so
you feed
I think
Chinese
that's, well,
then.
Wait, I think what we need to do is realize how China has infiltrated itself into our culture. Find out which politicians are on the line to China.
Yep.
Find out which
Absolutely.
Big business are on the line to China. They have a direct connection to Wall Street. That's why they didn't like Trump. That's why they were pushing to get him out of office, because Trump was different than all of the other politicians, Democrats and Republicans, who just let us go.
You want to go one step further?
It's more than just Joe who goes to Walmart. This is about a bigger level.
I guarantee you.
If we make changes, then the bottom follows along.
This week, when everybody gets so excited about CES, if you look at the consumer technology that will be on display, I hope there is somebody there who's going to do one story or maybe completely overview the entire CES to see how much Chinese crap is in the consumer electronics show this year. And are we going to then, once we recognize it, are we going to boycott it? Are we going to see, you can be guaranteed that there are tons, if not, I don't know how many, because who knows how many people are there. It's a virtual event this year, but we all know at the beginning of January, every year now for the past, 15, 20 years, it's been the consumer electronics show, and we know what consumers are consuming. The electronic stuff is all made in China. So are we going to go through there with a discerning look and say, look at all of this stuff here, and it's being made at our expense, and you purchasing it is be doing it at the expense of of America, in essence, the future of America. Certainly something, seizing that thought is important. And I'm not talking about escapism now. I'm talking about the real thing. It's 14 past the hour in the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread
exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. So, some of the black Capitol Police officers say they were being called the N-word during the attack. I guess my response to that is, what do you expect from some of these people? Frankly, I don't.
That's not a great response. Why don't we just say those people should not be saying that word?
Well, but you take into account. I'm not going to start a sentence with saying I'm sorry, because I'm not sorry. These are my thoughts. You don't have to say you're sorry, Jennifer, because you're expressing your thoughts. Victoria, nobody has to say I'm sorry, but I'm telling you that there are plenty of people who follow that movement who are about as racist as the day is long. Is it everybody? No. But are they there?
That's
yes.
True and for every movement, right?
Yeah. I'm not disputing that either. But there are a lot of people who are very prejudiced, and that's one of the problems. And then the news media takes and capitalizes on that, and so do others, and then they go the other way. So we find this equilibrium where we're searching, we're crying, we're demanding, if you will, an equilibrium, and we're not finding it. But these people who are, I dare say that is it older people who would be more likely to use that than younger people?
No.
Is there an age thing? No? Okay.
Unfortunately, I think from what we're hearing about this and this specific report of these two black officers from the Capitol Police Department, the age ranges were all over the place. I don't think you can even say it's a demographic. It's all over. And it's just really sad because one of the officers is an older cop. He's been there for a long time, and he said that, you know, they just were not prepared. They didn't have the backup they needed. That sergeant at arms who resigned over the weekend or on Friday. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there were multiple calls to that person, and he took over an hour to respond to sending in more troops. I'm not sure what happened there, but there was
something
a huge
else
breakdown.
I heard that that mayor of Washington D.C. was supposed to back up with regular police officers. Remember, she called for the National Guard, and I was like, oh, she's showboating. Well, she spent more of her time showboating about calling for the National Guard than actually backing up the Capitol Police that day with regular law enforcement officers. So there were a lot of people who had some missteps all the way around this. I think it could have been prevented. It seems so ridiculous.
Yep, it sure does. All right, anyway, one of the physicians that is attending the congressional members worries about how many of the staff have been exposed to COVID. With all these people running around, there's certainly not many masks. And see, that wasn't part of the protest.
And that's so how they all got identified.
Right, and I have a mask.
Yeah.
See, if they'd have been smart, they would have worn a mask and nobody. But I'm not sure that many of these people are very smart. Anyway, when I listen to look at some of the faces, and I know that sounds prejudicial, but you know what? That's the way it is. Some people are just not very bright, and they follow. There are a lot more followers than there are leaders. That's how Hitler came into power. And what was the business about some Nazi stuff that showed up during the protest?
Oh, there was a lot of Nazi stuff. Those T-shirts, 6 million was not enough. You see them all over the place.
Oh, my God.
I don't even understand how anyone could wear a shirt that says that.
Sure you do.
I don't understand it.
You know how people have
I don't know.
But in your world, they don't exist. But in other people's world, they do. There is that stuff that's taught.
I like my world better then.
Generation to generation, teaching hate and fear. And this is what happens, and, you know, God says this and God says that. You believe all of that crap, and that's, you know, the people then go around thinking, wow, this is okay to think this way because my folks thought that way. Not smart. It's just very pretty much un-American. 21 after the hour.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Half the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. The social media focus here on all of these things that are going on. It isn't so much on content as it is what's happening to social media. There are a number of polls that you're working on, Jay, so you want to give us a couple of insights as to what people are saying or where the trends are?
Yeah, and it's so fascinating to see how the polls on the different social media platforms vary. Like right now we're asking about the possibility of a second impeachment for President Trump, and we want you to weigh in on this at DJV Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Now the polls are on Twitter and Instagram, and Twitter users are voting 33.3% say yes, impeach him, while 66.7% say no, this is ridiculous. And on Instagram, it's completely split 50-50.
Is that an age thing? Because the younger people use Instagram, or what? Why would you think there'd be such a dramatic difference? What's the demo for Twitter versus the demo for Instagram?
No, I think you're right with that, Doug. The Twitter demo does skew a little bit older, while Instagram is a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it was good for Trump to use Twitter. Did he ever use Instagram or Facebook? Or is it just always on Twitter?
I don't think he was. He was on Facebook.
That's a good question.
I know he was on Facebook, but I don't think he ever used Instagram.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Ivanka his kids are on Instagram. But I don't think he is there even a POTUS Instagram account? Probably not, right? Maybe there's an official White House one, but yeah.
All right. WhatsApp, let's talk about that when we return in a moment here. The connection to Facebook and what is happening there as we look at all of these things on social media.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Audi of America is amongst the very first in the automotive industry to implement an initial carbon price program as a key initiative in the brand's pursuit of low CO2 emissions. This is part of the ambitious global commitment Audi has made to lower its carbon footprint by 30% and is part of the larger Audi AG Mission Zero Imperative to reach zero net carbon by 2050. To find your new Audi, Watch our reviews at OurAutoExpert.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Okay, so we're just talking among ourselves about what other things Trump's been banned from, including Pornhub, Pinterest.
Oh, Shopify, like in case he wants to buy some stuff from Etsy. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just, hey, man.
It's everybody tried to just get in the headlines, you know? It works. Right. Pornhub doesn't care who they offend, so.
No, exactly. All right, so what else have you got
there?
It's
like a lot of hate.
It is. It's exactly what it is. It's all hate. You're right, Jennifer.
It's pretty gross.
It's all hate. Yep. All right. So meanwhile, what else do we have? We have a couple of polls that are new. What are we finding other than the difference between Twitter and Instagram? What else have you got working there, Jay?
We had the other poll that we have going on, asking on Twitter specifically if Twitter was wrong for kicking off Donald Trump off the platform. 63% believe Twitter was absolutely wrong, where 25% say, what took so long? And there are 12% that actually answered, I don't care either which way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Those people that aren't using Twitter, perhaps, like me. I don't use Twitter much. I don't use Twitter at all.
Well, they're on Twitter responding to the poll, so they are using it.
I understand. Yeah. So WhatsApp belongs to Facebook, mm-hmm. and what is going on there that affects people who... I used to use WhatsApp. My friend Uri Geller got me onto it.
It's huge in Israel. It originally started in Israel, yeah. It's huge in Europe and overseas.
All right, look at the time it's gotten away from us. 28.5.
Foul to understand is that your dog's bad behavior is not intentional. He simply cannot help himself. A pet's phobia of being left alone, of seeing his guardians leave, is psychologically overwhelming. What owners perceive as spite work, getting even with them every time they leave him alone, is really a behavioral disorder. A fear so great that it takes over the body, mind, and action. Dogs can be overcome by fear for which they have no means of coping other than be filled with terror. The resulting damage, only an offshoot of their terror and not the problem itself. No matter how much correction afflicted pets receive for the damage they cause, they will behave in the identical manner each time they are left alone because you're not getting to the real root of the problem, a disorder which I term separation anxiety or in some cases abandonment issues. Leave the dog for short periods of time. Make it comfortable for the dog. Leave the radio. Leave the TV on. Leave some special toys down and don't make a big deal out of leaving or coming home and you'll get through the separation anxiety. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. The FBI, in an internal FBI bulletin, is reportedly monitoring online plans for armed protests across the nation and Washington, D.C., leading up to Inauguration Day. The agency believes armed protests are being planned in all 50 state capitals from Saturday through Inauguration Day on Tuesday. President Trump tells House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that he's partly to blame for the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. McCarthy spoke with the president on Monday and later conveyed Mr. Trump's message to fellow House Republicans. The House is set to vote on Tuesday on a resolution calling on Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump is scheduled to inspect some of the newly installed U.S.-Mexico border wall Tuesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The border between the United States and Mexico is 1,954 miles long and is the most frequently crossed border in the world, approximately 350 million documented crossings per year. The Alabama Crimson Tide won their 18th national championship Monday by defeating Ohio State 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner is here doing social media for us, monitoring what's left of the social media ones after a really big weekend.
Yeah, right.
Holy smokes. Oh, what? My goodness. What?
What? Oh, go ahead. Proceed.
I was just introducing everybody, saying that we're monitoring what's left of social media after the weekend.
Why?
Have you been here the last hour?
I know, right?
No, I'm right? Just, yeah. But what do we do? You've been teasing me about me saying use the phone, but what's the replacement for it? Is there? Have we gotten to such a point that there's no replacement for it?
I think the sad thing is that this just makes people even more isolated in a time where they're already isolated because of the pandemic. And if this is meant to somehow unify or calm people down, whoa. The New York Times had a story about how this is just going to inflame people mm-hmm. even more. And it's such a stupid move. For people who are saying they're trying to do this for peace and unity, it's ridiculous. It's just not.
Well, who's saying that? Who is saying
the platforms? Well, if we're talking about social media, we're talking about the platforms themselves. if we're talking about politics, the idea that you're going to impeach Trump with a week left in office is also not doing yourself any favors. I mean, I'm watching them because I just think it's going to come back to hurt everybody. I think right now people's appetite on both sides of the aisle is just so over everything that I would think if this continues down a current path, if there is anything like any strength left to our republic, that it's going to be a mass upheaval in 2 years. I mean, I can't imagine. Why would anybody want to revote for anybody right now? I mean, it's just, it's a
well,
mess.
Well, that's, I would think that would be a good thing because we need to flush, you talk about the swamp, we need to flush these people out who are there. Flush them
that's
right
it.
Down
we can
the
even
drain.
Get a free and fair election. So, you know, yeah. Yes, that's what I would think people would want to do, but who knows?
The White House lowered flags to half staff because of the Capitol Hill police officer who died from injuries. What actually did happen to him? Did he? Did somebody shoot him, or did he get knocked down
he
a set of stairs? What he was?
Mm-hmm.
And do we know who it was that did it?
He made it back to the office. Anybody in the mob? I think he made it back to the office and then collapsed. And then they—I don't know if they knew right away that he had issues. But
yeah, he got hit. They're saying they either got hit with like a pipe or a fire extinguisher, is what I've heard. And there's tons of surveillance in there, though. I mean, there are a lot of surveillance cameras. So already over the weekend, the FBI arrested tons of people. I don't know how much news it actually made, but there were a lot of arrests over the weekend just using security footage to try to track these people down.
Speaking of tracking people down, apparently Kamala Harris is busy promoting herself. She's on the cover of Vogue. And Victoria, you were saying that a lot of people are stirred up because
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it. There are two different covers. One looks kind of like a test shot, and then the other, she's in a light blue pantsuit and looks very official. Unfortunately, the better picture of her in the pantsuit is only going to be the digital cover. The other one, where she's standing in jeans, her Chuck Taylors, and looks like maybe a leather blazer or something, that's the
Chuck
one that's
Taylor?
Actually... her sneakers. Those are the one. That's the one that's going to go to print. And a lot of people feel like it's just disrespectful. And that's kind of been the running commentary over the weekend, is that it looked way too casual, and that the other cover looks so much better. Why would you not put that one in print? But Vogue, I guess, I don't know. They make
words.
Vogue typically makes very strange editorial decisions. So
who reads Vogue? I don't even... Who's around
the
stories?
The whole fashion world is still the fashion Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. So it's I'm looking at adjectives being used to describe her. Underwhelming is one of them. Unflattering is another. Mm-hmm. Unfitting of the first female vice president.
Right.
I just think it's great. It's 4 years since someone in elected office, like at the presidential level, has been allowed to be on the cover of Vogue. They iced out
Melania.
So
they did? Why? Because she was married to Trump?
Anna Wintour. Well, Anna Wintour, yeah, that was her choice.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see they're back to talking about strong women in politics.
Jennifer, it's really good. There's
it's
no.
Cute, right? You're going to get this for 4 years. Just be ready.
I didn't vote for her. She's not my choice. She'd be the last person that I would have wanted to see in that position, frankly. I would have voted for Biden had there been somebody like Mayor Pete in there, somebody who actually has something going for them and who is interested in public service and not themselves. Because the only reason she's there is because she used her influence that she's been maneuvering around in that whole, we're talking about a swamp of people that she used to get money, to raise money for Biden's campaign. That was one of her number one qualifications for getting the job. Can we find something good? Well, let me look around here. Oh, we have a new national park. How about them apples? Because in the COVID there's another one. This is perfect. In the relief bill, somewhere stuck in between extended unemployment benefits and stimulus checks, there's a new national park that's been funded in the southeastern part of West Virginia. Who would have thunk it? It's called New River Gorge. It's been managed by the Park Service as a national river since 19...
Is gorge the worst word to describe something beautiful?
Well, it is. It's cut like, you know, the, if you look
at know what a gorge
Grand Canyon.
Is,
gorge
it's
is
kind of
what
like
the
one
Grand
of those
Canyon
words,
is.
Like moist.
Yeah, it's a, it's a, it's a, it's a, it's a serious cut in the, in this case, in the earth. Caused
like
by
Grand Canyon, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, right, exactly. So New River Gorge National Park is designated as National Preserve, 7,000 acres of scenic riverfront, which has been protected, 65,000 acres around it, apparently, with hunting and fishing access, that sort of thing. The United States of America owns too much land. I say that this tongue-in-cheek, there's some good news. I don't know who it's good news for. Taxpayers now have to assume more control and cost more money because they got more personnel. Farmers where there's open land that was being used for agriculture is now closed. And I don't know what it's done to the access for fishing and that sort of thing. But I'm not into more Bureau of Land Management control of land. There's way too much of it now.
Well,
so,
this was in West Virginia, though, this one I actually agree with. This was fought bipartisan. This was across the aisle because they're hoping that this will bring revenue to the state, and West Virginia needs it. And so this is something that Joe Manchin, and I forget who the other senator is, and a lot of the members of the House in West Virginia, they were all very much behind this. So, you know, I mean, national parks are huge right now, you know,
yeah.
with the pandemic and
well,
RV
yeah.
travels and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing. The people of West Virginia need a lot of help. They have been hit really hard, too, economically and with the pandemic. So if this can help provide some relief and it's something positive and people are outside enjoying nature, I think it's a good thing.
My friends who I talked about last week had hired a big RV so they could drive across the country. They have a home in Palm Springs. So they left on Saturday, and they were, you know, pretty interested in how to drive, where to go, and where to stay, and all of that sort of thing. There's a real network, though, and it's been, I think, one of the bright spots for people in that business during all of this is that people mm-hmm. have been, instead of getting into an airplane, they're getting into an RV. It's been a
yeah.
people buying them and
sales and rentals
them.
Are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're through
that
the roofs.
Is.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of traveling, we touched on this last week that Boeing was going to pay $2.5 billion to resolve federal criminal charges because of the 737 MAX. One of the things that I found, and I know I want to brighten things up a little bit here, but I must make a comment, and I probably am the only one who paid attention to this because I seem to be the only one interested really in planes, trains, and automobiles. The fact that that 737-500, it was not an 800 and it wasn't a MAX. It was an older 27, 28-year-old plane, one of the mid-models. The 737 has been around since 1967, that model, and they've changed it about seven or eight times since then. So the 737-500, if I saw one more news media outlet that tried to tie the problems the 737 MAX has to former models that were very reliable, still are reliable. The problem is that there
Which
are...
Which is the one that crashed in India over the weekend.
It was a 500. It was a 737-500 manufactured, I said, manufactured 27 years ago. The tie-in to the 737 MAX doesn't exist. These people that are flying these planes, one of the things that's not well known is that in many countries, the airline pilots are Americans. Most of the jumbo jets that are flown by foreign airlines are flown by American pilots. And there are many American pilots who fly these planes around in various Asia and Africa. There aren't jobs in America, so they are going over there to get jobs. And this has been the case for a long time.
Were these
American
pilots?
They were not. No, but I'm doing what
say,
the point
I,
is going
to
make.
I hate to say this, is that the American pilots don't seem to be the ones who crash.
No, that's the point. Thank you for making my point.
I hate to say that because it sounds
no,
very prejudicial.
Most of these
just kind of the optics
people
of it.
Yeah. are not trained properly.
Right.
They don't know what they're doing, and they get into a situation. Many of them are young, inexperienced pilots that don't have any real experience going through tough circumstances.
Well, when governments buy flights, when they buy planes, how does that work? Do they just buy them and they hear the keys and take them away, or what?
Well, first of all, there are no keys. Anybody can get into an you can get into the cockpit of an airplane,
you know what I mean.
You can start it and you can fly it.
Really?
But
I don't think I could.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you could get in if you could get access to a plane. There's really, you know, there are no keys. It doesn't, they don't turn it on and hit the start button. You do hit the start button.
Wasn't there a maintenance guy? This is reminding me of a story, right? From a couple years ago. Wasn't there a maintenance guy who stole a plane and then, like, didn't land or something?
Yep, right. Got it up, but he couldn't get it down. All right, anyway. So, one of the other things that I found interesting, there's a lot of stuff, and I may, we'll pause for a second here. I want to talk about what Jeff Bezos is doing in a couple of different instances, including buying planes. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Don't forget about our DJV download. In the most recent DJV download at djvshow.com, we sort of have a kung fu lesson. You'll want to find out a little bit more about that. And we talk about Gwen and Blake getting to the next level, the fact that Maria Menounos is, did I get it right? It's Menounos,
nope.
Right?
No, it's Menounos.
Menounos.
You always make her Latino, pregnant. And she's not. She's Greek.
Ah, she's Greek, I know. Well, you confuse me with all the Caballo and all that other stuff.
Oh, yes, I know. It's all my fault.
And good. She's taking credit. We talk about Army Hammer going private. He's off of all the social media, too, isn't he, Army Hammer? He's just like the president, off of all the social media. I think he did. He took himself off.
He's still
off,
on his dating sites, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of those.
That may be. All right, anyway, latest DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, 2 ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
A lot of things going on with Mr. Jeff Bezos. One of the things that Amazon just did was buy a bunch of used Boeing 767-300s from Delta and American that have gone out of service since the pandemic, and they're going to use them to transport, you know, they're doing like everybody else is doing when everybody else. FedEx buys all used planes and rehabs them or reconfigures them. So does all of the UPS, they all have these planes. And so the 767s, which have been around for a long time, these are good planes. They'll be good for that. Interesting, though, that Amazon buying as many of them as they are. It's 10 before the hour.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Money Pit Time. On Monday, we celebrate what you can do with your home if you're a good, hard worker and you understand and you listen devotedly. Devotedly, devoutly? Which would you prefer? We're going to be devout or we're going to be devoted to Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country all weekend long on a lot of the great radio stations that carry this program, in fact. Also, they have a great podcast. All right, we get into that. I want to find out what we're going to tell Diane, who's one of our listeners, who's painting a room. She wants to know, Tommy, whether she paints the walls first and then the trim. I think that's a duh, isn't it?
Well, it's a good question. You know, do you paint the walls first and then the trim, or the trim first and then the walls? So my approach has always been to paint the walls first because if you paint the trim, you do a really good job, then you're going to have to mask off all that fresh paint that you did.
Right.
I mean, as it is now, you're just going to have to mask the edge of the trim and then paint up to it, and then you can come back and do the trim. So the trim is sort of like the detail work, the finish work. So I would do that second, Diane, and that's why. And by the way, if you have a ceiling, you know, gravity counts. So do the ceiling first, let that dry real well, and then do the walls. And then the trim.
All right. Okay, let's see. Brenda has a tankless water heater. That was put into her house about 8 years ago. It's been great, she says, but the last couple of months, the water seems to be cooler. Was the thing just right? Did they last? How long did they last, Tommy?
Oh, they last a long time. They'll easily last 15 or 20 years. It's almost like a boiler, you know. It's not so much like the tanked water heaters where they could last 7, 8, 9 years. The thing about tankless water heaters, though, is if you have hard water and you get mineral deposits in the water, those will sometimes adhere to the insides of the pipes of the water heater, and the water heater, the tankless water heater, has to be descaled. And there's a process for that, and every manufacturer will specify how you descale the water heater, the tankless water heater. Basically, what it does is it cleans all of that mineral deposit from the inside of the water heater, and without that mineral deposit there, Doug, you have a more direct connection between the water and the heater itself, so it heats quicker. So you need to basically have a service done on that unit, Brenda, and see if it is scaled up. That is probably why you're not getting the level of hot water you used to.
All right, so I saw something, both things attracted me. One of the podcasts said about getting warm floors.
Yep.
I think we talked about that a little bit last week, pipes and that sort of thing. I think that one of the things I saw which really intrigued me was how Scandinavian decor prevents winter blues. What is there about it? Was Scandinavian talking about going into IKEA, or what are you talking about?
Well, listen, if there's anybody that knows how to avoid the winter blues, it's the Scandinavians, because it's dark there a good number of months of the year. You know, so they're pretty creative about how they decorate their spaces. You know, they have certain uplifting sort of color palettes that they use. They will make sure that there is as much light as possible. They don't use any kind of blackout blind for when there is light. They'll use sheer shades. And they're just pretty good in general of trying to make sure that you avoid the effects of SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder, which is sort of, you know, like a form of depression, like a form of seasonal depression. You know, there's ways to use mirrors to bounce light. I've got a very detailed post on the Money Pit website, which you can find if you search for Scandinavian decor, and we walk you through all of their tips for bringing light into your space.
All right, so you get the podcast. We have the newsletter, all kinds of information on the radio program itself. Here's one that's a great question. Are appliance service contracts worth what you pay for them?
Yeah, no.
You know, the answer is no.
The answer is no, and I was reminded of this when a friend of mine was telling a very, very sad and frustrating story about a refrigerator that went out that was under service contract, and he couldn't get the people on the phone, and then they came with the parts, and they were the wrong parts, and then they didn't show up at another appointment, and so on and so forth. Look, the value that those service contracts bring, I think, is very, very minimal. I, in my life, have only purchased a service contract on one thing, and it was a piece of office equipment that was expensive, and I got a lot of value out of that. But I've never purchased them on appliances because I just don't think they're worth it. If you were getting ready to purchase an appliance, buy one that's Energy Star rated and check the ratings at Consumer Reports. They actually tell you what the repair history is and make sure you factor that in. But I do not believe in appliance service contracts or these whole home service contracts either, for the most part.
All right, give us a few seconds on some of the new people make resolutions, including I'm going to fix up my house. So what's one project that people can do and it makes sense to do at this time of year?
Well, I think we're doing a lot of organization right now, Doug. If you've got a space you want to organize, it's very simple. Take everything out of the space, because that's the only way to see what you got, and you'll find that you'll need to put back half of it. But we've got a post on New Year's resolutions for your home on MoneyPit.com.
All right. The Money Pit, the guru, Tom Kreitler, is here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day.
Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.